from the old tape, which was marked number one. The date of that old tape I have forgotten, but it is here at the beginning. Now, the remaining of the 50 minutes of the old tape on side B shall be recorded on the side B of this new taping. Please note, the number one tape doesn't mean it's a first of the series of numbers followed by even number. No. There are tape recordings here in this collection of 180 tapes that can be marked from 100 of the patch recording, and then 200, maybe up to 5, sometimes 300 from 1 to 3, and then the others will be 2,500 to 5 recording, or and so on like that. So do not think this number one tape means it's 1 to 180. Because tape recording times has been 1 year, or the next batch will be the next year, or the next batch could be 2 years later. So this is the problem of collecting stories, because it takes sometimes to organize the thought or time that inspiration comes for you to tape record what you remember. That is the reason. So this tape recording is a flow, it's a free flow talking and thoughts, thinking, remembering things and trying to explain why these things have to happen, why this story is recorded. So it's a one person story, one person who is trying to tell us a story about something. It's not edited and it's not made for, it is not made for the proper presentation to the audience or amongst intellectual people. But it is just simply a personal recording, which out of it will come some material that may be suitable to be printed or used as a story. So please, just listen to it. So I'm going to turn this tape around into side B, and we will listen to the old tape number one on the side B. There will be some space left there. I will briefly outline what this recording has been doing. It has told you, it has told us that the person who tells the story is again repeating himself what has come before this recording, what experience he had and what makes them thought about collecting stories, and the personal experience and the personal wishes and opinions have always been stated in between the stories. So this way is to help us the seriousness of collecting stories of such person. And I am that person. There were times in the past 10 years, 20 years ago that the idea hit me in my head that I should record the stories that I know at that moment. And I would mark the tape one, number one, or maybe the second tape with it. Sometimes there's only one or two or four even tape recording which comes to that period in time of inspiration of any subject. So please understand. So we will turn the tape around and then put it on side B, and then we also turn the old tape to side B, because the old tape recording is very bad recording because it was not the brand new thing and it just makes a lot of noise in it. So hopefully this tape recording will retain the story, never mind the background things. Okay, thank you for being patient. So we shall continue. Side A, side B.